Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I screwed up slightly there, but I can always rectify that. Well, it's Wednesday again, so that usually means only one thing, Sega Jukebox. But this time, we're not doing any Sonic songs. Yeah, kind of weird, but, you know, been done to hell with Summer of Sonic last time. So, why not? And that's pretty much it. So, enjoy this track, and I'll talk to you after the music meme. Well, the theme of the show, whatever. And welcome to, well, first, the first Sega Jukebox for a while. Sorry about last week, kind of short notice. If it was really up to me, I would have done one, but I was getting tired. But I'm a little better now, so, you know. a bit more wide-eyed, as I say. So, how's everybody? Oh yeah, just to let you know, if you've been in the IRC recently, you would have been hearing my frustrations over Play.com and not sending out my not sending out a limited edition plug and play Sega Mega Drive, which has Streets of Rage on. Just to let you know, they've actually just packed it. They've just sent it. So chances are, by Saturday, I'll be getting it. The funniest thing is, on that side is, on Friday, the game that's associated with this background music, as well as its prequel, will be out for the Wii, I think. I'll double check that quickly right now. Where the heck is it? Where is it? There it's there. Good thing that this song is pretty long. Where the hell is it? Oh no, next week, sorry. So I'll still have a week. My bad. So yeah, I'll be getting that. So I'm a pretty happy person. Right, on to the music. The two songs that weren't put on the vid was the cover of Big Blue's theme from F-Zero GX, or as well as AX, I believe, and Resonance of Fear, Forest of Idols, and Outrun Europa for the C64, Background Music 3. Upcoming is Final Takeoff 1987 version from Afterburner Climax, a song from the first Yakuza, and as well as a song from Jet Set Radio Future and Outrun 2. So, until after them, I'll talk a little bit later.
Take it easy. this, like that. Like this, like that, like that.
I don't like it. Not at all.
And I'm back. Okay, hopefully I won't screw up again, unlike then.
Damn.
Anyway, in the IRC, people are constantly going on about some kind of new show, early morning show, and through different names, like the Sega Delay Show Deluxe Mania, Sega Sunrise at Sunset with Resident SD saying, welcome to Sega Sunrise at Sunset, your early morning evening show that loves to eat supper at breakfast time while having dinner. Jonah comes down with the Sega Sunrise at near enough not sunrise time slot show. Flip the neck. But I don't think it'll be a meme. None like Trial or Tomb. Anyway, speaking of Radio Sega, news. Project 7 news. It's already been posted on the thing. But basically, what it's telling is if you go on there and you can become a reviewer. Now, this can be for a game or even the soundtrack. But you have to. There is a criteria. Hold on, I'll quickly bring that up. It's already on the thing, but I'd rather just reiterate. And that's a big word that I don't usually say. Oh, I always come up with big words regardless of what to say. Come on, you son of a... Right. Basically, you've got to PM Gabby on the forums. You need to be a registered member. Basically, you have to write down why you feel you're a good fit for the review team, what sort of games you like playing, name specific titles if you must, but it's one genres mainly, whether you want to be a games reviewer or a music reviewer or both, and a brief review of something Sega related would be a bonus. He's looking for no more than 5 successful applicants. There's no deadline. But for the first run, looking for mainly UK and European applicants. So if you're from the UK or Europe and you basically love to make reviews, drop Gabby a PM on the forums and good luck, really. And who knows, maybe you'll be able to thank. You'll be able to get your review down on the on Radio Sega when Project 7 hits. Whenever that will be. Okay, the next song says Alex Kidd in Shinobi World, Dynamite Heady, Sega Rally Championship, and Shenmue 2. So I'll let you enjoy those, and I'll talk to you after these. Oh, and also, I need some more requests, so please get your requests in through Twitter or through the IRC. Thank you. And guess what? I'm back. Oh, sugar. I just received a request from Josh. A splash away from Outrun 2. It's already been played. You missed it. that's kind of a sad mistake there, but never mind. Not calling you sad or anything, Josh. Just saying that. You kind of missed out. Anyway, songs played were Alex Kidd and Shinobi World, Level 1, Dynamite Heady, Terminate Her 2, Sega Rally Championship, Mountain Replay, and Shenmue 2, Spar with Zha Min. Now, for this one, I'm actually going to be playing two songs, because one song is long. How long? How about 7 minutes long? Seriously, 7 minutes. And then I'm going to be playing a 3 minute song, then I'm going to... And then I'm going to Dan Michael, basically. Talk again. So, without further ado, this is Virtua Fighter Neo Rising, Stand Tall, and after that, it's a bit of Jet Set Radio, normal version.
Gone.
Okay, I'm back. How do you think of that? A 7 minute song, then a 3 minute song. So let's see. So 10 minutes. 10 minutes of really brilliant songs. Virtua Fighter Neo Rising, Stand Tall, and Jet Set Radio, Sweet Soul Brother. Okay, next batch of songs is going to be Virtua Fighter 5, a Puyo Puyo CD from Wild Woody. Or is the thing... I'm kind of not going into the character as much. Yes, I've seen the FMVs as well. They're really nuts. And just for the sake of Josh, because you're our American ambassador, I am putting a Splash Wave on, but it's the Euro mix. So there you go, that's pretty much a few of the songs going to be played. And what else is there? I mean, the IRC is going on about Uncharted 2, which is a non-Sega game. I shouldn't even be mentioning it, you beggars. speaking of that, it seems to me that they've announced Virtua Tennis 4, even though it's the fifth game in the franchise. I hate it when gamers do when games companies do that sort of stuff. Oh well, nothing to cry about. Plus, people complain about the looks of the characters. I think it's still pre-made. It's still under the pre. It's not even completed yet. So give it time. I hear people who, you know, something. Sooner or later, I'm probably going to do a rant on the show, and it might be. Might be gaming related, it might not be, so just be on the lookout for that, or listen out for that. Anyway, moving on, it is four more songs, and let's see how much time I've got, and then see what we'll do. But I still need requests, so request again, please.
be hiding in a barrel in the dark, or I'll walk you down a plank and I'll feed you to the sharks. I could cut you down to size if I catch you by surprise. I could get you with my sword or from a barrel throwing knives. Well, you got a rubber butt and a head full of lead, but if you draw for me a mermaid, I'll be watching her instead. You could try to write me off, but you'll be busy enough with the cannonballs are dropping and the ferret's eggs are popping. You can jump over the fire and the ropes can take you higher, but the only way to win is to conflict or to begin.
So bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, y'all. Please don't attack the head. Bring it back, bring it back. I'll bring it back, y'all. Please don't attack the head. Bring it back, bring it back. I'll bring it back, y'all. Please don't attack the head. Bring it back, bring it back. I'll bring it back, y'all.
Well, yo, ho, ho, and if I got anything to do with it, you'll never get to level 2 with it. Cause I rule with it, you're a fool with it, and I'm cool with it. So give it up, y'all, just give it up. It's a dangerous mission, a precarious position in the front and back, under constant attack from buccaneers, privateers,
profiteer without fear.
The air is thickened with debris and mutiny is here.
Yo, ho, chaos in a hole on a sinking ship. One slip and you dip, shark bait, you can't wait. Come on, Wild Woody, do your thing. Could he win the game? There's only one way. Yo, bring it back, bring it back. Oh, bring it back, oh. Bring Zombie back the head. Bring it back, bring it back. Oh, bring it back, oh. Bring Zombie back the head. Bring it back, bring it back. Oh, bring it back, oh. Bring Zombie back the head. Bring it back, bring it back. Oh, bring it back, oh.
And guess what? Yet again, I'm back. So the songs that I was playing was, what the heck is it? There we go. Virtua Fighter 5, Aurora, Puyo Puyo CD, Sucker of Puyo Puyo, Dinosaurs 303 Mix, Yo-Ho from Wild Woody, and the Splash Wave Euro Mix from Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast. Yeah, I came up with a slight idea for my little bit at the end. It could have gone longer, but I'm kind of running on a bit of a time limit at the minute. So, yeah, kind of ebbing away at the time limit now, which is really tight now. Anyway, upcoming is Daytona USA 2001, Choo Choo Rocket, Fantasy Star Online, a Shenmue 1 song, and a song from Ollie King. Also, I'm kind of... I've got a bit of a gripe with these so-called gamers who think they know everything, and they always deny something, even though it is exactly true, and it's there. And also, I hate fanboys because they always go, "Oh, for example, I started off with a PlayStation 1 and moved on to an Xbox and all that." And I don't go, "Oh, this is better than this. This is better than that." Yet there's always someone who goes, "The Xbox is better than the PlayStation. PlayStation sucks." Or, "PlayStation better than the Xbox because Xbox sucks." And I'm just like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, just deal with it. It's just a games console. Don't judge a book by its cover." I keep telling people that, and some gamers just don't know any better. And funnily enough, the majority of them are just young people. Just goes to point, prove a point. This stupid. Anyway, onto the music. Also think, sorry to interrupt, but I think that didn't download properly, unless that is the exact, no, I think it interrupted itself. I'll put that up properly tomorrow. Oh, sorry, not tomorrow, next week. So, sorry. Just to interrupt, Not really, I'm still behind technically, so I might have to cut this song a little short as well. But it's pretty much a loop song, so no harm, I guess. Okay, sorry to interrupt the song. I'm just going to go straight here. kind of irony because it's something upcoming. I'm going to talk over this just quickly to say that I'm running out of time. And I'm going to go after this. I'm going to have to cut it slightly short and then go straight to this. Captain Clarity has given me an idea to do this. Basically, it's a song, two songs from Streets of Rage 2 and their remake alternate. After that, I'll give my quick final thoughts and then say my, obviously, goodbyes. Okay, well, basically, I've still got enough time, believe it or not. And guess what? I'm going to replay that Ollie King in full this time. I'm just going to be quick. Yeah, I mean, Streets of Rage Remix, great games. I recommend you check it out, especially Streets of Rage Remake, because there's a new version supposed to be coming out soon. I'm talking very quickly because I have to do this. And basically, that's it, because... So until next time, I'm going to play this and then that's it. Bye.